Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nathan Smith, and today I am going to be doing the first in a hopefully extended series of tutorials regarding the Python programming language. For those who don't know, Python is perhaps one of the easiest programming languages to learn, be you a developer for software, server clients, games, or pretty much anything. It's flexible, it's quite dynamic, and it's easy to learn at the end of the day. And that's what these tutorials are about. Getting you on your feet with Python. The first 6 episodes of this series are going to be focused on learning the programming language itself. And then in the following, after episode number 6, we will be talking about building a simple game. So, let's get started. First of all, we are going to talk about how to obtain Python. Python can be downloaded from python.org. That's python.org. Nice and simple. Go onto the website, click download, job done. There are 2 versions of Python available at the current time of this recording, Python 2 and Python 3. We are going to be talking about Python 3, as Python 2 will no longer be supported as of 2020. And at the time of this recording, that's about 6 months away. So there's really no point. So once you've downloaded Python 3, you will, in this tutorial, we are going to be using the executable installer. There is a web one available, but we're going to walk you through the executable installer. So up in front of me at the moment, I have a screen which is asking me what features I want installed. Now I've got the documentation checked. I've got the pip checked. I've got the TCL and idle checked, I've got the Python test suite checked, PyLauncher checked, and for all users. So I'm just going to click next on that. That did come up by default, but I'm not sure whether that's because I've got Python already installed. So I've just clicked next, and it's now on its way. Associate files with Python, you definitely want that. Create shortcuts, you definitely want that. And a very important one here, add Python to environment variables. Again, you definitely want them. And compile pre-state libraries. I check that. You may not want to. It's up to you. But I do. And then you just click install and off it goes. So while that's installing, I'm just going to... And it's just come up with the permission required. So we're just going to click the yes on that. So while that installs itself, I'm just going to talk to you about these tutorials, what they mean, and what their intention is. So these tutorials are going to be about 15 minutes long, give or take a minute or two, and will basically, hopefully, be able to get you on your feet with programming. There will be code samples provided as and when necessary, such as in the next tutorial when we're going to talk about variables. I'm just going to talk through how I interpret the programming language, with specific anecdotes to that effect that I hope at least will enable you to visualize this programming language in an easy way. Python is an object-orientated programming language for those who care about such things at the moment. It is very important to know these things, but if you're a first-time developer, don't worry about it. I'll talk about it later. So we're just watching this installer go. What's that about? 55% at the moment, which is nice. What else can I tell you about Python? So Python has been around for quite a while. It is a tabbed programming language, which means indentation is very important as it attains to the language. And again, that's something we'll cover later on. These tutorials, I forgot to mention earlier, were made by a visually impaired person. That is my good self. And as of episode 7, we'll be targeted at making an audio game, which is a game specifically for visually impaired people. While we will touch on visual aspects that you can do with Python, this tutorial series is more about just creating a simple game rather than creating a game with graphics in mind. To that end, we will be focusing on Pygame, which is a pretty much fully featured gaming system as of episode 7 and above. So So I'm still waiting for this to install. It's taking its little while, but that's okay. This tutorial is just an introduction. You may hear there is a little bit of music in the background. Not my own, I have to give full credit in that regard. The music I claim no ownership for, it is merely there to hopefully provide a nice little background while I ramble on at you. If you do have any feedback about these tutorials in any sense of the word, be it good, bad, critical, constructive or otherwise, then I please ask you use my contact form, which can be found at nathantech.net/contact, to let me know. I will be making these tutorials available for download and providing, obviously, that you make it clear that I, Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech, am the voice that you are listening to and the creator of these tutorials. I have no problem with you playing them as you see fit, as long as I don't sound more stupid than I did making them. I suppose beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I can't see it anyway, so we're all good. I'm just waiting for this to finish installing so I can show you how to test that you've got Python, really. We're about at 70... installing the TCL support at the moment at 72%, so we shouldn't be much longer. If there are things you would like these tutorials to cover that they as of yet do not, please do not hesitate to get in touch. Like I said earlier, these tutorials were made for inspiring, or rather aspiring developers, who hopefully will be inspiring. So the idea behind these tutorials is that you can just sit back, not know anything about programming, pick them up and get started. We're nearly there. To use Python, you will need a basic understanding of command line. However, these tutorials aim to teach you that, and it is something I actually am going to cover as soon as this installation finishes. We're nearly there. Unfortunately, my computer's a little bit slow at the moment. It's been having an off day. It's been a hot day today, and as most computer owners will know, if it's a hot day, computers get a bit grumpy, their owners get a bit grumpy, and it all goes wrong. So I do apologise for the large amount of rambling that has been going on, but we appear to be nearly... We're on the bootstrap. We're nearly there. The command line, I will talk to you then about that while we're waiting for this, is a Windows built tool. I believe on Mac it is called Terminal. And you can open it on Windows by pressing Windows plus R to bring up the run box, then typing CMD. That's Charlie, Mike, Delta, and just hitting enter. You will get a window that has a title that little looks something like C Windows 30, Windows 32, or Windows Users, or whatever. It looks fancy anyway. You can trust me on that one. C Windows System 32, bloody da da da. Lovely. You will do a lot of your initial tests in this window. You will run your Python scripts uncompiled from this window, so it pays to know how to use it. There are several ways of navigating this window, depending whether you are using Sight, NVDA screen reader, JAWS, or VoiceOver. From my experience, this is only my limited experience with a Mac, when using VoiceOver with Terminal, you interact with the window and then are able to just use VoiceOver left and right to navigate the text shown. With NVDA, which is the only other thing I've had experience with, you use your NVDA cursor to just navigate the window and it'll read the text to you. For example, I'm using NVDA up arrow and NVDA down arrow. Don't be scared by the command line. It might look scary at first, but it is nice and simple once you get to grips with it. I'm just going to talk about two very basic commands that you will be using a lot, and that is the CD command. That's C and D. So just type CD, hit enter. So for me, it comes up C, users, Nathan. That's because that's the file system we are in. For you, that might be C, users, and then your name, C, users, Bob. C uses Jimmy, whatever your name may be. In this instance, the CD command enables you to change directories. So we're going to go into my documents, and the way we're going to do this is simply by typing CD space documents and then hit enter, if I can spell it correctly. There we go. And I'm now in C users Nathan documents, or Nathan documents rather. Very nice. You can go back a file, like back one folder, by typing cd space two dots. That's full stop, full stop. Hit enter. And we're back to cd, says Nathan. Or Nathan, rather. It's a very useful command, because that'll enable you to navigate to your scripts once they are made. And now that our installation is finished, we can click close, which closes that window. Nicely done. And how do we test that Python has been successfully installed? The most important thing for you to know about Python is how to run it from the command line. So using our command line here window that we have open, we're simply going to type the command Python and hit enter. And it's come up for me Python 3.7.3, which is currently, as of this tutorial, the most up-to-date version. First time I've ever been up-to-date in my life, but it's nice. And that's just brought up the very basic window. And we're going to close that again by pressing Control and then Z on Windows, Command and then Z on Mac, I do believe. Congratulations, you have just used your first command line command. Well done. I hope you feel all warm and fuzzy. So how do we close command line? Quite simple, we just type exit. You can, on Python, type exit, hit enter, type exit, hit enter, and it will close it. But it's just, as a rule, quicker to press Control Z and then hit enter. That pretty much concludes this introduction. I don't think I can drag it on to 15 minutes, unfortunately. But I hope you've enjoyed, and if you have any feedback, like I say, please let me know. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech.